Chapter 23.
She's persistent, I'll say that,
Pilpin said to Devlike. The dwarves of Morgdon had kept their distance from Phelan the satyr and the Barnabas soldiers for the past several days. Pilpin wanted the falling of Phelan's brother and the Drakus to soak in, to let the little-horned murderer feel their pain.
But I'm not sure there will be justice for this one, aside from that which comes from death.
Agreed,
Devlike said, sharpening his axe with a stone.
But the time has come to end this.
He dropped the stone, stood up, and sauntered into the trees. The rest of the dwarfs were spread out in the camp, sharpening weapons, feeding themselves, and stitching up each other's wounds. Devlike had marched them non-stop for 2 days, winding through the mountains and valleys, looking for something that he did not name. Pilpin stretched his limbs and clawed at his beard. He wondered how the others were doing. Brenwar, Nath, and most of all, Gourley.
Wherever he went is where we should be headed. But that could be anywhere.
The dwarf called Woodhelm signaled to him.
I suppose it's time to go,
he said, gathering his gear.
On we march, on we march, on we march. Ho, ho, ho.
In less than a minute, they were off. Hours into the trek, the party of dwarfs stopped on the bank of a stream that raced between the hills. A dragon's roar sounded from above. Every thick neck bent up toward the sky.
Fill your flasks,
Devlike said, peering through the trees.
And get moving!
A dark shadow darted through the clouds. Pilpin swore it had a bronze glimmer to it.
It's not looking for us,
Woodhelm said.
But if it does come looking, I got something for it.
He shook his axe.
I'll scale it like a flying fish, I will.
Pilpin slapped him on the back and said,
You and I both will. And they say dragon skin makes for excellent armor. Only one way to find out,
Woodhelm joked. They filled their flasks, splashed through the stream, and up another hillside they went. Devlike's path was difficult, but not impossible for an army to follow. And the dwarfs were taking turns scouting the rear and making sure they were still being followed. As of yesterday, there were signs that Phelan's army had slowed, or backed. If anything, they came after the dwarfs more determined than ever. Huffing it up the slopes, Pilpin wondered if there wasn't a better way to take Phelan out. They'd managed to trick her brother Finlan and the Drakus and defeat them. So, he thought there might be a better way to get at her. But Devlike seemed to be determined to try and set another trap, similar to the last. Pilpin was certain that she'd be too sharp for that.
We should just stage one grand ambush and end her.
He had shared those thoughts with Devlike, but the brown-bearded warrior shook his chin at him.
When the terrain favors us, we'll get them,
he'd said.
Just keep those legs churning. We'll march them until their legs fall off.
Pilpin obeyed. They all did. Stalwart, unceasing. They'd bring Phelan to justice. But it would take more patience this time.
Report,
Phelan said to one of her scouts. She stood on the edge of a stream. She and her army had been pushing through the brush for days, a tiresome task through rough terrain, and a handful of her soldiers had fallen. A half-orc man in a buckskin vest and boots with a belt decorated in knives saluted.
We gain,
he said, wiping the greasy hair from his eyes.
In a week we'll catch them.
He patted a knife on his belt.
Shorten their beards, we will.
Phelan cocked an eyebrow.
Did I ask for your commentary, orc?
No,
the half-orc said, with a bow of his head.
Apologies, commander.
Continue your charge and be away with you.
She shooed him with her hand.
And never try to amuse me with your jests.
The half-orc saluted and darted into the woods. Her soldiers, less than 100 now, lined the stream, filling flasks and skins. Even in their heavy armor, they had moved well, but not well enough. Alone, she would have caught up with the dwarfs within a day. This course simply took too long. She wanted vengeance, and she wanted it now.
Esklin,
she said, rubbing a jacksite amulet the winged Dracus had given her.
Come, come to me.
The stone's inner fires came to life, tingling the fingers on her hand.
Esklin, the time has come.
A dragon-shaped shadow dropped out of the clouds that filled the valley and splashed into the stream, crushing two soldiers. The armored warriors scrambled up the banks, but no farther. The bronze dragon paid them no notice. Eyes focused on the amulet Phelan wore. It dragged its massive body through the waters until its head, crowned in horns, stopped just a few feet from her face. Phelan's heart raced. Her grubby fingers clenched the amulet. She swallowed, stepped forward, and placed her hand on Asklin's snout. The scales were cool, its breath hot. Everything about it was magnificent.
I want to see the dwarfs die,
she said.
I want to see it with my own eyes.
Asklin lowered his neck. She sensed his thoughts, saying,
Climb on, then.
She stepped on his shoulder, climbed up, straddled his neck, and grabbed the harness configured around him. She yelled out to her soldiers and pointed up to the mountains.
Meet us at the top!
The bronze beast dashed down the stream, spread its wings, jumped up, and took off. Into the clouds she went, screaming with joy, soaring in circles. Her face lit up with an exhilaration the likes of which she'd never experienced before. She felt awesome. She felt invincible.
I see them,
Asklan told her. Her wind-blown face made a fierce grin.
It's time to kill them and avenge my brother.
Folding back his wings, Asklan, a bronze bolt, a nightmare in the skies, crashed through the trees and landed in the midst of the dwarfs. Fire, smoke, and death erupted from his visage.
Never surprise a dwarf if you don't want your skull cracked.
The saying was ancient, a warning to dwarfen enemies. If you surprise them, then you had better kill them, else they unleash their wrath on you. But that saying was made for orcs, lizardmen, gnolls, and bugbears, not full-grown dragons. Trees splintered, and the mountain shook when Phelan and the dragon dropped from the sky. Pilpin didn't see it coming. None of them did. Head down on the trails, Woodhelm died first, smashed by the dragon's scaled belly. Flames roared from the dragon's mouth, setting two dwarfs on fire. The flaming dwarfs charged with their axes before they fell. A spiked tail lashed out and skewered the fourth dwarf through his armor. Another strike sent the fifth dwarf through the tree branches and out of sight. Pilpin could see the satyr on the dragon's neck, screaming, gloating, pointing. Dwarfs drove their weapons into the beast. The dragon swept them aside with its tail. Blood spilled, wood burned. No one screamed except the satyr, in elation.
Kill them! Kill them all!
The bronze dragon loosed death upon them. No dwarf fled. They stood their ground and battled. Dwarfen steel versus dragon scales. The hardy fighters were no match. Pilpin slung his axe with all his force. It glanced off the dragon's eyelid. The dragon's head snaked around, tongue licking out.
Save that one!
Phelan yelled.
I want to kill the little one that taunted me myself.
In one swipe, the dragon scooped Pilpin up and caged him with his claws. It fought on. Dwarves struck. Dwarves fell. Fire raged from the dragon's mouth with raw heat. Pilpin's eyes stung and burned. Flames roared all around him, but nothing else. The battle cries of the dwarfs were no more.
No!
Pilpin thrashed in his prison to no avail. The dragon held him in front of the satyr Phelan. She stood on the dragon's neck with her arms spread out, triumphant. A dagger glistened in her palm. She advanced with murder in her eyes.
This is for you, little one.
Behind her, a figure appeared. His beard smoked. His armor was burning. Philpin's eyes widened.
Devlike!
Phelan halted her advance and turned. Devlike smote her right between the horns. The dagger fell from her grasp as she tumbled off the dragon's neck.
Devlike!
The brown-bearded dwarf came at the dragon in a rush that struck between its claws. It let out a belly full of fire and loosened its grip on Philpin. Devlike snatched him by the neck and said,
"Live to tell our tale! We have avenged!"
He shoved Philpin away, lashed onto the dragon's horns, and started chopping at its head. Shaking with fury, the dragon spread its wings and leaped into the sky with Devlike still attached. It thrashed in the air until it vanished in the smoke and flames.
"I will, Devlike! I will!"
Philpin said. Stumbling among the dead, he came across Phelan. Her face was as cruel in death as it had been in life. He took the amulet from her neck and dragged her corpse into the flames of the forest.
"It's better than what you deserve."
Over the next half day, he collected his brethren's trinkets and built a pyre beneath their bodies. He said words ancient and meaningful. And then, alone, Philpin headed down the other side of the hill.